I could hear it in his voice. He wanted out. After only a year in his new pastorate, Frank was ready to throw in the towel. In fact, he was not sure he even wanted to remain in the ministry. This was his third church. At first, it had seemed to be a fresh opportunity. Now it felt all too familiar. He had been here before, but in another location. The names, faces, and scenery had changed, but not the plot. The people were good people. They treated him well, but they differed in ministry values and agenda. Frank wanted to reach out to the community. The church seemed content to look after its own. The knowledge that it would take 3 to 5 years to shift their thinking, accompanied by resistance and pain, further discouraged him. He could not stay at it that long, he said. His emotional reserves were depleted. Now, in his mid-40s, Frank questioned whether he wanted to do this the rest of his life. In short, he had lost heart. The lesson, when a leader loses heart, he loses. Terry had enjoyed a long winning streak. The church he had previously served as a staff member had grown like a weed and had attracted attention for its innovative ministry from people outside the church culture. All of that changed with the move across country. The new assignment brought him into direct conflict with the old leadership, who denied the fact of the congregation's decade-long decline. Innovation not only was considered a threat, but also was perceived as disloyal to Terry's long-tenured predecessor. To make matters worse, Terry fought a debilitating and deteriorating medical condition. Yet, in the face of these enormous challenges, Terry maintained energy and focus. He refused to succumb to discouragement or to give up on the situation. His determination inspired others around him. The situation turned around. Against all odds, Terry refused to become an unintentional interim. In short, Terry kept heart. The lesson? Leaders who do not lose heart become champions, not victims. Spiritual leadership is a work of heart. This truth escapes many spiritual leaders. Caught up in helping other people maintain their hearts, they frequently ignore or neglect their own. They suffer for this oversight. Symptoms stemming from this inattention range from spiritual powerlessness to lackluster leadership to spiritual bankruptcy. The failure to pay attention to fundamental issues eventually leaves the leader, at the very least, bewildered and discouraged, or in the worst cases, devastated. The continuum of loss moves from the deferment of the leader's life dreams to the shattering of a future no longer attainable. Only in rare instances, it seems, do we run across spiritual leaders who genuinely understand that their leadership is ultimately a matter of the heart. Because they know this truth, they intentionally look after their own hearts in the midst of dealing with the hearts of others. Leadership development efforts aimed at spiritual leaders all too often have neglected these issues of the heart. With the now decades-long emphasis on ministry as mechanics, how to counsel parishioners, how to grow a church, how to prepare a sermon, how to raise money, and the how-to list goes on and on, attention to the core being of the spiritual leaders